The doom scrolling on your phone stops now.
Settle down, relax, take your clothes off, and listen to the Woody and Jim Show podcast.
This is the theme, Woody and Jim podcast, friends of the end, and now they start talking.
So, daylight savings time is over. So if you think about it, 1 week ago at this time, it was an hour from now. You don't think about it too hard, it makes a lot of sense.
I need another cup of coffee. I really do.
That's right. We traveled back to the past.
What was your weekend like?
It was not good. My girlfriend Melissa works at a elementary school and brought home a little stomach virus.
Oh, no.
Because, you know, all schools are a petri dish of disease.
Yes, they are.
And so, yeah, half the weekend we were pretty much going, I don't want to explain.
Were you sick too?
Yeah. Oh, she gave it to me.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You both had it.
Yeah. So
that's not fun.
It was not a pleasant day.
Oh, man.
Feeling better today, though. Still a little upside down, but.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
We recovered this weekend, Jen and I. Last weekend was our daughter's wedding.
Right.
So this was our weekend
time
to exhale. Let's see. We did a few things. We watched the final four episodes of the Netflix series Chaos, in which it's like Jeff Goldblum. They play gods on Earth.
And it's like a modern telling of, like, you know, the Greek gods.
Yeah. And we really enjoyed it. And then we got to the end, which had a bunch of cliffhangers. And then we found out, oh, yeah, they're not renewing it.
Yeah, it got canceled after one season. So, yeah.
That's terrible.
So, you know, we rewrote some fan fiction after that to finish it off. And then yesterday, watched a Titans win.
Which How about is, that? How about our Titans, huh?
Something I didn't expect to hear for a while.
They tried desperately to lose it toward the end, but they won.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then I played my regular Sunday night hockey league, and
we had
a good game. We won.
Well,
so it was a fun weekend. Beautiful weekend.
It's the Woody and Jim Show.
Totally Hits, Totally Nashville.
It's time for a Woody and Jim joke off. If you're unfamiliar with the rules of our little contest, we tell terrible jokes, bad jokes, dad jokes back and forth, and the first person to laugh loses.
So it's not hard to keep the contest going because the jokes are awful. But occasionally one sneaks through hits you right in the funny bone.
Or just wears you down. Your resistance is futile. Okay.
True.
Let us begin.
Dramatic music tells us it's time to start. Woody, kick us off.
Jim, what weighs more, a gallon of water or a gallon of butane?
I think they're the same, aren't they?
Actually, it's a gallon of water because butane is a lighter fluid.
Did not see that coming. Not funny, but didn't see it coming.
Didn't laugh, but didn't see it coming.
Went to a old-timey kind of feel coffee shop that had a sign that said, no Wi-Fi. Pretend it's 1973. So I paid 10 cents for my coffee and I lit up a cigarette.
That's good. Jim, I told my girlfriend I saw a deer on the way to work this morning.
Really?
She asked me, how did you know the deer was going to work?
Things got pretty hardcore at my house over the weekend.
Really?
I ate a frozen apple.
Hardcore. Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Jim, I had a date last night. It was fantastic.
Really?
Tonight, I'm going to have a grape. Got a cough. Close to a laugh.
Woody, where do baby cats learn to swim?
Where?
The kiddie pool.
Nice. Jim, did you hear about the kidnapping at school?
No.
It's okay. The teacher will get up.
Oh,
kidnapping. Good. Kidnapping.
How do you know Mike Tyson isn't religious?
How do you know?
Because he punches people in the face.
Oh, see, you knew you had me at that one. You had me.
I knew I had you at his missing teeth joke.
You had me at Mike Tyson lisp. All right, Jim wins round one, number one.
I got scared to death this morning.
Yeah.
It was, early this morning, 4 o'clock hour sometime. I'm on my way into work.
It's we're kind of half asleep driving in. And, you know, if something happens that could startle us.
I'm stopped there at the light in Hermitage, and it's a big intersection. All of a sudden, I just hear like, meep, 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 beep, 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 beep. Like, just like honking like crazy. And I'm thinking, did the light turn green and I just didn't notice?
Yeah, yeah. Am I just spacing out here?
No, it was a truck coming along in the right-hand lane that was going to turn. And so, like, it wasn't honking at me, but it was more honking for me? I don't know.
At the universe and everybody?
It was just like giant pickup truck
with
a giant political sign on the back, like 10 feet high, like 12 feet long, and all these flags on it before 5 o'clock in the morning. And they're going beep, 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 to every car they passed.
Yipes.
And I'm thinking, you know, I wasn't sure who I was going to vote for, but now that you've done that, I think I've changed my mind. I'm going to go with the honking car that scared me to death at 5 a.m. in the morning.
There's so many signs out. People are, you know, angry about people defacing their campaign signs
I know. You know.
It's hard to remain undecided.
And the vandals are saying it's harder to hit a moving target.
Right. So you can do what I normally do. I'm literally, if I'm undecided right up until I pull the lever on election day, I'll vote for whatever campaign sign I see last, right before I go in there. Last year I voted for grinding stump repair.
That should have been in the joke off.
Yeah, it was. That was pretty terrible. Three things you want to know this morning.
If there's a Mount Rushmore of pop music, Quincy Jones would probably be up there. Mm-hmm. The legendary producer, writer, composer, died at age 91. He did pretty much every big hit for Michael Jackson, Stevie Wonder. He also wrote the musical The Wiz. And is just credited with so many people's popularity. He just brought their music to life. So, we'll miss you, Quincy Jones.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, what state should you live in if you want to survive an alien apocalypse? When the aliens attack, not if, but when they do.
Okay.
They say Alabama is the most safe state to be in.
I don't know. They're armed.
They are heavily armed.
I mean, they shoot mailboxes.
Yeah, I guess they go by things like, you know, number of UFO sightings, the landscape and terrain, defense, science and medical resources, food and beverage manufacturing. So they decided that Alabama is the safest place to be. Nevada is the least safe place to be. That's where Area 51 is. So obviously, when the aliens attack, they will try to release the aliens that are captive there.
Right. And take revenge on all the autopsies they did.
Uh-huh. See?
Yeah, okay. So, yeah. Makes perfect sense.
It does if you don't think about it too much.
One of the epidemics that the Surgeon General has actually named is loneliness. And a new survey out says that nearly 40% of Americans say they haven't made a new friend in over a year.
Huh.
I was talking about this with my son, who is looking to socialize more, and like he's looking to do more stuff after being, you know, attached to a screen for so many years.
He's an IT guy.
Then the pandemic and stuff. And but it's true. Most people say that they haven't made a friend in the past year, and that they're in a rut socially. So I don't know. We got to find more reasons to get together, people.
Get out
there. That's how you make friends.
Make some friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, a good way to do it is just grab somebody's hand in an elevator and go, friend?
You're my new friend? Nothing creepy about that.
Friend? Friend?
Or just whisper. Friend. Oh, God.
Oh, I want to see that happen.
There was something in the coffee this morning. I don't know what it is.
We are ready to play Gender Wars, brought to you by Going Postal in Brentwood, your friendly neighborhood packing and shipping place.
And printing.
And printing, too. You can print there. We are ready to have our hometown throwdown showdown.
We just decided we have two contestants here on the line from Hendersonville.
Right.
And we said, well, why don't we just make this you know, hometown showdown where the Battle of Hendersonville happens this morning. Tomorrow it'll be a different city.
That's right. Representing the ladies in Hendersonville, we have April. Hello, April.
Hello.
Hello. And for the guys in
Hendersonville,
we have Eric.
Brandon.
Brandon. Good morning.
I can't get any names right. I don't even know my name.
Do you know who I am? Do you know who the president is?
And why are you in my kitchen?
It's like somebody who just got conked on the head. All right. Let's do a Get Acquainted question. Starting with you, April. What's the one app on your phone that you tap the most in a given day?
The authenticator for my work. I have to, every time I log into something, I have to authenticate that it's truly me.
Oh, you have to do that double authentication thing.
Where gotcha.
You have
to,
yeah, that's tough.
It's an actual... A funny fact, my brother's name is Eric and my husband's name is Brandon. So either way, it would have been hilarious.
Oh, this is it's quite bizarre.
It is.
Well, we're about to meet Brandon. All Maybe right. it is your husband. Brandon in Hendersonville. Are you married to an April?
I am not, but okay. That would be really ironic.
It would.
That would be ironically ironic.
Brandon, what is the app on your phone that you tap the most in a given day?
This time of year, it's got to be my fantasy football app. I know it's kind of boring, but
no.
That time of year.
It's real.
No.
Okay, let's get going. You each have a screw you can use if you get in trouble, don't know the answer to a question. We start with multiple choice.
All right, April, if you visit Remington.com, are you shopping for sports equipment, grooming supplies, or guns?
Guns.
Guns is right.
You got it. 1 point for April. Here we go, Brandon. Did Lindsay Lohan star as a girl named Katie in Freaky Friday, Mean Girls, or The Parent Trap?
I'm going to have to go with the screw.
Okay.
He's using it
up
early.
Already. All right. He hopes you don't know this, April.
April, did Lindsay Lohan star as a girl named Katie in Freaky Friday, Mean Girls, or The Parent Trap?
I think it's Mean Girls.
It is Mean Girls.
Ooh.
Ooh, look at you. You got a 2-0 lead there, April. That means if you get this one right, you're all done. There's no way you can catch up.
It's a really quick battle.
Okay. April, in baseball, how many runs do you get for a grand slam?
Is it four?
It is four.
And that's it.
And there we go.
Wow, Brandon, sorry. That ended so soon.
We barely got to know you.
But it was a learning experience. Using the screw very early can put you in a big hole. So, the very first hometown showdown goes to April.
All right.
She's our winner. She's getting tickets to the music of Genesis Phil Collins at the Nashville Symphony and a certificate of bragification that we will send to her. She can send to everyone and say, I am the grandest in all of Hendersonville.
Right. I am the queen of Hendersonville. Sorry, no tiara included.
All right. How about tomorrow? It's the Battle of Brentwood.
That's right.
If you want to get in early, you can give us a call early. But if you're from Brentwood, we want you to play tomorrow morning.
That's right. Defend the rights of your town and your gender.
Hometown showdown gender wars this week.
This triggered us because there was a story over the weekend. Apparently, thousands of people showed up for a fake Halloween parade in Ireland, in Dublin.
Yeah.
On social media, they're saying, hey, there's a big Halloween parade. Everybody come down.
And so many people came down. Like they say, like close to 1,000 people showed up and lined the streets for the parade that was never going to happen.
There was never a parade. People just started spreading the rumors on social media.
Yeah.
So I guess could we say we were slightly ahead of our time?
I think we were.
Years ago, in another city,
we
actually were doing a show, and we thought it was like the Friday before Easter.
I think it was April 1st.
Yeah.
It might have been an April Fool's joke.
Could have been.
We were up in New York, and there was a small town, and we said, well, how about as a joke, we just broadcast live from their Easter parade.
Right. It was Cohoes, New York. We said the Cohoes Easter parade is ongoing right now, and we're thrilled to be right on the sidelines.
Yeah.
Giving you play-by-play action.
Yeah, we had marching bands, and we had all these different people like going by. We would just describe it because, of course, it would make total sense to have a parade on a Friday morning on the radio, you know, and we thought like nobody's going to fall for this. They're just going to like the jokes that we inserted in.
We played like a marching band sound effects and all kinds of stuff like that, you know.
You know, interviewed fake people that were here in our office, you know, and they just, you know, like, oh, you're loving the parade. I love it. I'm a little cold, but it's fun. And it was just like so stupid. And we thought, okay, nobody believed it until we talked to people later in the day, and we got phone calls from that city.
Right.
Apparently, there was a officer swearing-in ceremony for their police department.
Right.
And they had to push it back like an hour because they thought people would have a hard time getting to it because of the parade.
The parade traffic.
Now, this is the town offices where they know there is no parade. But they just heard it and assumed there was one.
If we must believe it. It was on the radio.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Winning double walk around the neighborhood.
This had to be a super scary situation. A off-duty police officer in Southern California is being hailed as a hero. I guess he was right behind a lady in an SUV, and it got stuck on the train tracks right as the little bars were coming down.
Oh, my God. That sounds like a movie.
Yeah, it was.
Terrible one.
And I guess, you know, they were stuck on the tracks, and he was able to jump out of his car and run and get one of the children out, like with 4 seconds to spare before the train got hit. And she was able to grab the other kid with 1 second to spare.
Wow.
The SUV got flattened, but everybody was okay. And here's a... Michael, the deputy.
As soon as she put that child down, I heard the horn. It was like a start of a race. And that's when I just started running to get that kid. Started a process really quick in my head what was going on, especially when I seen that car try to maneuver out of the way and end up getting stuck in the gravel. Dawned on me really quick there's probably a kid back there or another passenger in a vehicle, and that train is getting really close. I think it was just the perfect time for me to be somewhere. What I do for my job, what I've done in the past, is just to help people.
That's amazing.
Very good. Everyday heroes. And imagine how awful that could have been.
Oh, my gosh.
No kidding.
I know. And to do it with just a second to spare on the one kid. That's incredible.
Yeah.
Wow. That's
usually something you only see in a movie, but
that's
it happened
inspiring.
In real life. Yeah. Very cool.
Thank you to all of our men and women who in blue or whatever your uniform is.
Whatever
what
color
you
uniform
do.
You have. Yes.
Yeah.
We're putting their lives
you.
On the line every day.
Thank you.
There you go. Our mood has been changed. Woody and Jim in the morning, totally hits, totally Nashville.
All right, Woody, I'll kick things off.
All right.
For this joke off. What do you call a bunch of rabbits marching backwards?
What?
A receding hairline.
Oh, that's adorable. Jim, I found a book called How to Solve 50% of Your Problems. I bought two of them.
Smart.
I know that's very smart. Not really funny, but smart.
Apparently, you can't use beef stew as a password.
No.
It's not stroganoff. Strong enough.
Jim, it's the joyous holiday season. I'll have to show you my candy cane collection. They're all in mint condition. That hurt. That hurt me.
What was history's first pop-up notification? Toast.
Oh, pop-up toast.
Yeah. The joke has landed.
Yeah, okay. Jim, I just had an acupuncture session. Mm. It was a jab well done.
Mm. You know what they say about cliffhangers?
What? Oh, I see what you did there. Jim, why are Christmas trees bad at knitting?
I don't know.
They're always dropping their needles.
Close.
Mm-hmm.
I wear a stethoscope, Woody.
Do you?
So that in a medical emergency, I can teach people a valuable lesson about assumptions.
Okay.
Not a doctor.
Jim, did you know that milk is the fastest liquid in the world?
No idea.
Before you even see it, it's pasteurized.
That's just stupid. Okay. I credit your delivery of that joke. It's best drive.
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes it's not the actual punchline. It's how you deliver it.
That's terrible.
Any, you know, novice joke writers, if you'd like to write that one down.
Oh, my God.
Okay, that's
I'm just going to go sit in the shame corner for laughing at that joke.
Shame corner. The Shame Corner. Three things you want to know early this morning.
Coldplay touring through Australia. Chris Martin, lead singer, fell through a trapdoor on the stage.
Really?
Yeah. And this is something that, you know, could be very dangerous. He was okay, was able to continue. But this comes not long after Olivia Rodrigo also fell through a trapdoor in a stage in Australia.
Hmm.
So I don't know what it is about
Australia. What are they trying to do to us?
I don't know. Or they just think like, oh, other side of the world. If I go through the trap door, I get to go home. I don't know.
It's amazing. You know, there's always been the stereotype of what's the soup of the day? The tears of our enemy. Your sports rival, apparently Fireball Whiskey, is creating special bottles of Crierball. They say it combines the Fireball Whiskey with actual tears of losing sports teams. They say they're going to set up in 6 different arenas where they have like college football rivalries or pro football rivalries, and they will ask to collect the tears.
That's funny.
You know, it's all crap.
That's funny.
But it's
you
just funny to say.
It is. It's a great way to make Fireball relevant again because it hasn't been since the 2010s.
Right. So, yeah. Hopefully they collected some of the Patriots' tears yesterday.
Some looks into the buying habits of what's going to be happening between now and Christmas. Mm. They say TVs aren't big enough. They're saying that giant TVs will be selling because they're selling for about half the price they were a year ago.
Cool, I need a new TV.
And we're talking 75, 85-inch TVs. TVs that are 8 feet wide will be popular.
Wow.
So eventually, we will not have walls on our house. We'll just make up rooms with TVs and put a roof over the top.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
We will speak to you again on Election Day. That's tomorrow. And then this nightmare will finally be over. No, it won't be over.
No, probably not for a while. But you know what? Consider us your escape from the doom scrolling of the election cycle. Because we're not going to even talk about the election tomorrow.
No.
We're just going to joke around and have some fun.
Remind you to go out and vote, but other than that, no.
You're not going to hear us. Vote for this person. That person's terrible. They're a demon. You know, just not going to happen here. What are we going to do the rest of the day today before we come back tomorrow morning?
Going to the Preds game tonight. My son, Alex, is in town for a little visit, and so he wants to go see the Preds. They're taking on the Kings tonight.
Excellent.
In Smashville, so we'll be checking that out.
Oh, that's a lot of fun.
Yeah. What you doing?
I am going to take advantage of this not too hot to, you know, turn into jerky when you're out in the sun or outside, and not too cold that you're shivering to clean up my garage.
Ah.
I got a notice that the people from the TV show Hoarders were going to come in about a week if I didn't do something.
They deemed it was too cluttered.
Yeah. So I'm going to try to clean things up while it's a nice day like today.
All right. Good luck with that.
Thank you.
You guys have a great day. We'll see you. Bye.